Volkswagen halts imports of Audi cars to US over tariffs. Volkswagen has suspended imports of Audi vehicles into the United States following President Donald Trump's April 2 announcement of a 25% tariff on auto imports. As confirmed on Monday, thousands of Audi models are currently held at US ports while company executives evaluate the impact of the tariffs on the operations. The German automaker has directed dealers to depend entirely on the current inventory, approximately 37,000 vehicles, which equates to around 2 months of sales. Further shipments have paused indefinitely, as stated in a memo reported by Automotive News. The halt applies to vehicles that entered the United States after April 2. The European Automobile Manufacturers Association, ACEA, has called for the reversal of the tariff decision. It emphasized that global market instability is increasing trade barriers and business costs, ultimately leading to higher consumer prices across Europe, the United States, and beyond. Volkswagen, the parent company of Audi, is exploring the possibility of offsetting the import fees by raising the sticker prices of vehicles sold in the U.S. During the fiscal year 2024, the Audi Group has recorded sales of approximately 1.7 million vehicles, down from 1.91 million units in the previous year. Additionally, deliveries of Audi brand models dropped by 11.8%, reaching 1,671,218 units, which included 164,480 fully electric cars. Audi's top-selling U.S. model, the Q5, is manufactured in Mexico, making the company particularly vulnerable to the new tariffs. Additionally, the rest of its lineup, imported from Germany, Hungary, and Slovakia, is also affected by these duties. Audi has become the second major automaker, after Jaguar Land Rover, to suspend vehicle shipments to the U.S. due to Trump's tariffs. The move underscores the widespread disruptions caused by the import duties across the automotive industry. General, Georgia bike manufacturer watches tariff talks, hopes for relief.